And now to a president in the Middle East who's still clinging to power in Yemen. Ali Abdullah Saleh has repeatedly backed away from signing a deal hammered out by his neighbors in the Persian Gulf for him to step aside. And now there have been violent clashes between government loyalists and tribal factions in the capital. To better understand what's happening there, we called Iona Craig of the London Times, who is in Sana'a, the capital. And as you move about the city, what are you seeing?
Well, the fighting that you're talking about is mainly confined to a northern district in Sana'a, where the home of Sadek al-Akmar is, who's a tribal leader of the Hashid tribe, which is Yemen's most powerful tribe and also the tribe of the president. But those heavy clashes between Mr. al-Akmar's men and government troops have been ongoing now for, we're into the third day today, and they've involved heavy shelling, and explosions can be heard right across the city from that fighting.
Okay, so this is the president's own tribe, which has effectively turned against him. And after many weeks of pretty much peaceful protest, this protest have turned violent. So what is the importance of this moment?
Well, these clashes are separate to the protest movement. The protest movement itself still maintains that it wants to remain peaceful and has not been carrying arms. Although these tribesmen that have been doing the fighting are from the Hashid tribe, which is, as I say, the president's own tribe, it doesn't necessarily mean the whole of that tribe will take part or support that fight. But certainly, the longer this goes on, the greater the concern that it could drag in more tribes and more men into this conflict and spread beyond that northern district of Hassaba. There have been attempts at tribal mediation, which went rather wrong yesterday when the house of Sadek al-Akmar, where the mediation was going on, came under attack, and mortar fire left several of those tribal mediators who were prominent sheikhs injured, and reports that even some of them have been killed.
What is at stake in the region if this power struggle continues?
Well, obviously, there's a long-running call for Saleh to step down, as he's been in power for nearly 33 years. So what's at stake is the leadership of the country, and there is no obvious successor to Saleh at the moment. The army and security forces have been withdrawn from large areas of the country over the last couple of months in order to center their firepower on the capital, where the greatest threat is for Ali Abdullah Saleh. This leaves the prospect of much unrest across Yemen, and of course, as far as the West is concerned, then raises the threat of al-Qaeda making gains during that vacuum when the army is not present and the security forces have departed.
Right, al-Qaeda in Yemen, of course, an active branch of al-Qaeda and one of great concern to the U.S. As we've just heard in an earlier story, Egypt has announced that former President Hosni Mubarak will stand trial for the deaths of protesters. Do you think that might make President Saleh more willing to fight to stay in power to avoid something similar?
Yes, I think there probably is an element to that. Although the Gulf Cooperation Council deal that has been on the table now for several weeks but has not yet been signed by the president does grant him immunity from prosecution along with his family and his aides. And that was one of the main sticking points, actually, for the protest movement here, the fact that the president would be given immunity from prosecution, particularly as now more than 160 protesters have died since these demonstrations first spread across the country. So I'm sure that is a concern of his, but this was one of the main points of the deal that he wanted secured, is that he would be immune from that type of prosecution.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Iona Craig of the London Times speaking to us from Sana'a, the capital of Yemen.